This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, July 23rd, brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. A panel of farmers, retailers, and lenders today urged lawmakers to pass a new farm bill by the end of the year, saying legislation would help offset the impact in 2025 of falling crop prices, high production costs, high interest rates, and potential natural disasters. Noah Wicks of AgriPulse reports that speakers included commodity farmers, extension specialists, and lenders. The group said farmers are taking in more debt as they navigate increased production costs amid a period of historically low commodity prices, despite higher interest rates making their turn towards credit a riskier proposition than in previous years. The USDA is predicting farm income will drop 27% from last year. Crop receipts expected to be down more than 6%. Production expenses expect to increase $16 billion, or just under 4%. Minnesota Corn Growers Association President Dana Allen Tully told legislators, quote, "Unless conditions change, I believe we're headed into a perfect storm, a storm that I don't think will be fully appreciated until early next year when farmers try to get loans but are unable to do so because they cannot demonstrate the ability to cash flow." Bankers have so far been able to help fill some of the gaps. USDA expects total farm debt to reach over $547 billion this year. That's a 40% increase since 2017 and an over 5% increase from last year. You can read more on the story right now at www.agripulse.com. Ag interests in Washington are also pushing the Treasury Department to offer specifics on what sustainable ag practices will help qualify crops as feedstocks for renewable fuel. Alexa Kambelik with the American Soybean Association of Washington says the Treasury's 40B rules came much too late to make a difference for producers.
A farmer cannot grow a crop retroactively, right? So a tax credit that has guidance that comes out, you know, a year and a half after it takes effect does not help us, because farmers need to make decisions about what they're planting. They need to make decisions if they're going to buy seeds for cover crops.
Kambelik says the 40B rules may have opened a door for guidance for the next round of tax incentives.
It acknowledged that farmers can do additional practices on their farms to improve their CI score and add value to that tax credit. So what we would like to see in 45Z is additional practices. There is a laundry list of practices that a farmer can employ beyond cover crops, beyond no-till, that improve the carbon intensity score of that soybean on their farm.
Kambelik says the new set of rules will hold much greater opportunity for farmers to take advantage of renewable fuel demand.
For 45Z, this is going to include sustainable aviation fuel, biodiesel, and renewable diesel. So we see all three of these fuels as very important domestic markets for us. And I think, you know, moving forward, we want to make sure that we've got the strongest domestic markets for soybean oil possible, because we don't know, you know, what's going to happen in the future in terms of trading relationships.
Kambelik says soybean farmers are concerned that foreign feedstocks are also eligible to receive tax breaks. ASA and other commodity groups are as well concerned that the new rules will be offered too late for farmers to make production decisions to comply with the new rules. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Sugar Alliance. U.S. sugar policy is critical to American food security. U.S. sugar policy allows American farmers and sugar producers to keep grocery store shelves stocked with American-made sugar, supports more than 151,000 jobs, and contributes $23.3 billion in annual economic activity. Learn how bipartisan support for sugar in the Farm Bill benefits every American at sugaralliance.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.